Hey everyone, my name is Tim Stoddart, and in this week's video, I am going to show you an example and a use case that is going to help you to create a paid newsletter to hit $10,000 a month in revenue. It's a very simple method, it's a very effective method, and I believe after watching this video, you will see a really clear example as to why this is possible for you and the best way to go about doing this. So if you want to start a paid newsletter, if you want to even just create a media company of any kind, this is a really great example. So let's dive right in. The example I want to use is a website called Longevity Gains. This is a friend of mine. His name is Brian Clark, and Longevity Gains is a media company that talks about the opportunity in the longevity economy. So just a brief background, the longevity economy is the fact that so much of our population is getting older, that the baby boomers, especially in America, are the ones that are actually spending the most amount of money in the economy. And so how do you take advantage of this gap in age demographics that we're seeing? So this media company, Longevity Gains, is all about teaching people how to take advantage of that. So there's really three steps to this process. The first is the free newsletter. So what Brian does, and what I recommend anybody doing, is once a week, you send a curated newsletter. So this goes out every Friday, and you can see that he has his media company on Substack. You can use any platform you want. You can use WordPress and connect it to like MemberPress and put it through on ConvertKit. You could even use Beehive. You could use Substack, which I think is a really great example for beginners just because of how easy it is to set up. But you can see here, it's got this little lock symbol, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. And you can see on this one, it doesn't have the lock symbol. So this is just a curated email. He has a brief introduction. This one's a little bit longer than most. And then he links out to the article that he got his information from. So really, this newsletter is a synopsis of many different articles. So he curated it. He found articles, he found publications that have published information that have to do with his audience, and then he curates a newsletter. So he pulls the most important pieces out of each article that he samples, and then he links out to the original article. In addition, what Brian does, and another reason why I think Substack is just a cool product and an easy way to get started, is because he has a podcast. And you can see the podcast is also free. You can upload your podcast directly to Substack, which means that you can send it out via email. It has a transcription tool, which timestamps everything. And then in addition, there's RSS feeds. And then finally, what Brian does is once a week, in addition to the curated newsletter and in addition to the podcast, which we see here, he sends a paid publication. So if you scroll down, I am a subscriber to Longevity Gains. You can see on the top right that I am not currently signed in. So I'm not going to sign in because I don't want to give away Brian's content for free. But you can see when he does this publication, I mean, some of them are research reports, some of them are market reports, some of them are like age demographic reports. And he points out different places that you can find opportunities and different places that you could take advantage of the longevity economy. And then you click on that link and you can subscribe. Another reason, a third reason why I think Substack is a great place to start to create your own personal media company is because the checkout process is very, very easy. You know, you can see that like everything you need is just right here. You got your different product options and then email address and credit card number. And that's really all you need. So that's great. One of the downsides of Substack is it doesn't give you a whole lot of options for a landing page. You know, so for instance, if we go to copybloggeracademy.com, which is my paid membership product, I built a landing page. And so I have all of this space to write about the features, write about the benefits, write about me and Charles, write about why somebody should sign up, write about what they're getting inside of it. You know, we got social proof. We got tons and tons and tons of testimonials. You can't necessarily do this with Substack. Nonetheless, if you do a good enough job with your content, right? If you do a good enough job with the introduction to the paid publications, if you do a good enough job using the podcast to promote your paid product in the first place, you know, Brian also puts together some really long form guides. This is basically like a mini course that he put together. And in order to get this course, you have to be a paid member as well. So if you do a good enough job with the content, the landing page and the sales copy, isn't as important as it might be in other cases, because people have already gotten a taste of what it is that you offer and they want to learn more. And so they're going to be happy to sign up. But nonetheless, you can get it all right here. So let's just do a little bit of math. So I'm cheating. I'm using ChatGPT to do the math for me. But let's play out a reasonable scenario. So I asked, let's imagine I have a Substack account. I have two different levels of membership. One membership is $25 a month and the other membership is $195 a year. Understand? GPT says, yes, I understand. So I say, let's imagine I sell 300 monthly memberships a year and the average stay for monthly memberships is 9 months. And let's imagine I sell 300 yearly memberships a year. What is my annual recurring revenue? And the annual recurring revenue, the AAR, for selling 600 memberships, half of those are monthly memberships, and the average stay for the monthly memberships is 9 months, would be $126,000 a year. Now, do you see how much of a crazy opportunity? Granted, you're going to have to do some work, and it's not like you're going to hit $126,000 a year right off the rip, but nonetheless, it's completely reasonable for you to get 300 paying monthly memberships with a 9 month stay and 300 yearly memberships. In fact, it's more reasonable that that number is going to increase year by year as your free subscribers increase and as your reputation grows. So there's one other thing I want to mention. These revenue numbers don't even account for the potential for selling ads. So if you have a podcast, which you can manage the whole thing through Substack, the podcast acts as a marketing device for your paid product, right? But the podcast within itself can also create revenue through advertising. In addition, the free newsletter that you put out there can also create revenue through advertising. A really good example of this is Pomp. Pomp writes a daily newsletter about finance and crypto, and he sells memberships. He creates a Friday newsletter, which is always free, and that Friday newsletter he uses to build his subscriber base so then he can sell his premier product. And on his free products, which is his podcast and his daily newsletter, and I believe even the paid newsletter, he runs ads on. So there's three ways that you can monetize, right? You can monetize through your newsletter ads, you can monetize through your podcast ads, and then you can monetize through the membership. And the numbers for the membership themselves aren't really that crazy. You can make a lot of money by having not even 1,000 fans. So now just imagine what happens when you hit 1,000 fans, 2,000 fans, then you can really scale. All right, that's it for this week's video. Thank you so much for watching. Once again, my name is Tim Stoddard. If you have any more questions, please leave a comment. Please like and subscribe. I answer every question I possibly can. If you want more, subscribe to my weekly newsletter at timstodds.com. Appreciate you guys. Talk to you next week. Peace.